From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Phil Latzman. Session 2013 is now in the books in Tallahassee, but some feel it may be remembered for what didn't get done. For one, here in South Florida, the clock ran out on the Miami Dolphins in their two-minute drill for state help and renovations to Sun Life Stadium. The House never even considered a bill passed by the Senate that would have given the team state tax rebates and would have allowed Miami-Dade to raise its mainland hotel tax a penny to pay for it. The bill's sponsor, Democratic Senator Oscar Brannon of Miami Gardens, where the stadium's located, was asked why the House didn't go for it.
I'm not 100% sure what was working against me in the House, but I mean, I would say it's only really one person that controls whether things are put on the floor. And if they choose not to, then it doesn't even get heard for a vote. Rumor I heard was we had the votes.
And he was referring to House Speaker Will Weatherford. What had the support of the Florida Senate and did not have the votes in the State House was a proposal to use federal money in the form of Medicaid to pay for the state's 1 million-plus uninsured to be covered under the Affordable Care Act. Fellow Democrat Chris Smith of Fort Lauderdale was part of our WLRN Miami Herald News town hall meeting in February and says that health care expansion was easily the biggest issue that did not get resolved.
When it comes to Medicaid expansion, we lost an opportunity that we couldn't come together to expand Medicaid or do something that we get back our funds from the federal government and give health insurance to more than a million Floridians.
Smith also lamented the fact that state legislators failed at every attempt to change the state's controversial self-defense law.
And Stand Your Ground was a big disappointment that not only came up, but any bills regarding that issue came up, so there wasn't a chance to do an amendment or anything to do it.
And there was a different view on the other side of the aisle, where Republican State Senator Jack Latvala of Clearwater said it was a productive 2 months.
It was a great session. I thought everything went very smoothly up here. The Senate operated very nicely. We got a lot of things done in a cordial fashion, and I'm very happy with it.
Latvala was also part of our town hall meeting in February, as was WLRN Miami Herald reporter Rick Stone, who's just back from Tallahassee after spending 2 months covering a session 2013. Welcome back, sir. So is it accurate to say this was a session that would be remembered for what didn't get done or what actually did?
I think the thing that's going to be remembered is that the Medicaid expansion, either the original Medicaid expansion or the two plans that arose from the legislature as substitutes, nothing was done. Democrats on Friday left Tallahassee demanding that Governor Scott call a special session, but we haven't heard anything about that.
And that was, of course, the reason why they had to have Mary, the auto reader, read the bills. Democrats in a bit of a filibuster in the last week. Okay, so you're back in town. You're a South Florida guy. You spent 2 months stuck in Tallahassee covering the session. What are the main impressions and what stuck out to you in those 2 months?
Stuck in Tallahassee? I was sort of
stuck out.
There are reasons to not want to come back from Tallahassee. It's a lovely place. The weather's nice. People are so polite. If you are a person above the age of puberty, you are sir or ma'am to anybody you encounter. It's just probably one of the most pleasant places you'll ever see. But this is where all this legislation happens and where all this cutthroat stuff happens. It's kind of a disconnect. But it's a lovely place for bad things to happen.
Rick Stone has spent the last 2 months covering session 2013 in Tallahassee. Thanks for all your hard work, and welcome back officially, sir.
Well, thanks for allowing me to come back, and maybe you'll send me back to Tallahassee next year.
Okay. And from the Miami Herald newsroom, I'm Phil Latzman.